This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Yeah, see, I did something horrible last inning, see? I said something really offensive, see? And then Castellanos hits the ball out to left, see? And the Reds take a 4-3 lead.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The last 40 seasons, 37 of the 40 champions won 70% of their games or more in the regular season. You kind of can use the regular season a lot to draw conclusions like this.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
You're absolutely right, lame voiceover guy. It is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Audio Network. You know what we call this? A four-hour sports show. Nationwide on Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app. 1430 AM, The Bet in Denver. KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles. 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago. And the You Betters watching on YouTube at YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. We appreciate each and every one of you. We're getting set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented, as always, by the Bet River Sportsbook. Deposit $250. You will get that $250 match at our show sponsor, Bet River. So visit BetRivers.com and download the Bet Rivers app. And you know, you got to download that BetQL app. You got to visit that BetQL.com because they're going to give you dem algorithms to give you dat edge to beat those sports books over at BetQL. We'll tell you about BetQL's five-star bets a little later in the show on this Thursday, tax day. I guess it used to be tax day.
Well, no longer tax day. They just keep delaying it every year, apparently.
which is great because I live in New York and I make a decent living, so I'm going to be paying out the nose, which is going to be great. Keep delaying it as much as possible here. Thursday, April 15th, somewhere Irwin R. Scheister smiles in the year of our Lord, 2021. The Twitter account, at You Better You Bet. The show Instagram account is at YBYB Sports. I am on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Speaking of my fabulously ethnic last name, use it, promo code Costos for 15% off any subscription for BetQL, K-O-S-T-O-S. And my guy Ken Barkley is on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. Fantastic pack show, as always, coming your way here on a Thursday. Our buddy Rob Pizzola is going to join us in hour number two. We'll do some NHL. We'll do some NBA Top Shot, I'm sure. Some Major League Baseball and NFL Draft with the great Rob Pizzola, pro sports bettor. Our friend Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, is going to join us in the second hour as well. Whale's got some interesting stuff on the NFL Draft, especially as it concerns the changing market for the third overall pick with San Francisco, with Justin Fields and Mac Jones. We'll tell you about that as we move along in the show. And in the final hour, Matt Friedman from the Action Network is going to join us. Matt has got great stuff on the NFL draft, lots of props as well, as we now sit 2 weeks away from round one of the 2021 NFL draft. Matt Friedman, again, final hour of the show, the final hour dedicated solely to the NFL draft. Ken Barkley's got some good stuff for you. I've got some good stuff for you, including, I think, something we may see in the final couple picks that may decide a prop bet that we may be able to get some really good odds on. And I've got some really strong thoughts on a linebacker in the NFL draft as well. And I've actually bet his player prop position today. I'll share my bet and my rationale why in the final hour of the show. Nikki Football going to make an appearance, give you a soccer winner for tomorrow, hopefully, in the Tottenham-Everton game, and also analyze the Champions League matchups now that the semifinals are set. Power Hour, hour number three, all our picks for tonight in Major League Baseball and the NBA. We're going to debut the name game here on the show, which you listened to yesterday's show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll kind of say what that's going to be and the rules and everything for a little later in the program. But Ken Barkley, it is a Thursday. How are we doing, my friends?
Doing great. Can we start? I know we don't normally start with a topic like this. Can we start with Fields? Can we start with the draft and just do a little bit on it? Because I think we have your bet, sure. Your bets and the bets that you want to do later in the show. I want to make sure we save time for that. I also think what we're about to talk about here is probably something we talk to literally every guest on the show today about. So it benefits us to do it here first a little bit, just even for a couple minutes. You texted me before the show, and if you want to, you can read it out if you want, or just kind of explain the text was, and in more detail, basically that Fields has now become the favorite to become the third overall pick. So like, how big of a favorite is he, and kind of, you know, lay that out for us and why you think that is.
So Fields about minus 130, minus 125. Mac Jones now plus 105 to be the third overall pick. And I think that when we did the show yesterday, I feel like Mac was like minus 300. I think Tyler said before the show, like minus 150. I think it was more than that.
I definitely saw minus 180 at like a very reputable place. So
yeah.
So in between those two numbers, basically. Good way to look at it.
So, and look, I'm looking at a bunch of different stuff over the course of the day.
And the limits are crazy right now. And it's worth noting the price thing first. We can do this just in terms of Mac Jones yesterday. There's, for people who don't know what arbitrage is, basically the idea is that two prices can exist and at the same time in two different sports books, where literally if you just bet both of them, you guarantee yourself a profit. So if one outcome, like if it was really down to just Mac Jones and Justin Fields, like let's make it a really simplistic thing, and Mac Jones was like plus 300 somewhere and Justin Fields was plus 300 in another place, and it could only have been the two of them, that would be arbitrage. Like you could just bet both and then literally no matter who it was, you would win money. Those in a much smaller scale, those exist across a lot of sports books right now for draft props because the limits are so low. Most places that normally take more than $100 are taking literally exactly $100, which is like a pittance compared to even what they take on normal, like night to night NBA props.
That's what my local's taking. You can only bet $100 right now at my local on NFL draft props. I know because I tried to bet more and the little red thing came up and said maximum wager $100.
Right. And you were probably surprised by that, honestly, because that's never the maximum limit for any other type of wager.
You know what? When it comes to locals, I'm never surprised by anything.
True. That's a really good point. But even baseball props, strikeout props, NBA player props on a night-to-night basis, basically anywhere. I mean, we're talking about $250, $500 minimum in some of these places. So $100 limit. So what happens in that situation? Well, you get prices that are all over the place. There's no consensus because so little money is coming in probably. And if you're, I want to talk to Rob about this. If you're him and you're betting a lot of money or trying to bet a lot of money on these things, are you just waiting? Like, is it even worth it to try to like 100 here, 100 here, and the prices go crazy when you bet because you probably know who you are. And like, you know, like how do you try to bet the NFL draft this early when no one's taking any money on it? Whale, we can ask him the same thing. I know he was talking about this with a couple friends of ours the other day. So, you know, I think that dynamic's really interesting. And maybe that's like the kind of under the surface here of the story that we're about to talk about of why the odds are changing or what's making the change. But there's not a lot of money in the market. The prices can change really rapidly, and they can be very different in a lot of spots.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Well, I think it's silly season, right, in the National Football League.
Well, so no question.
Well, and look, So here's my question, and I think it's less a question for you personally, and more like for the audience, right? And ask yourself this, and for myself as well, like, would I be floored if tomorrow, and I'm not on the show tomorrow, I'm off tomorrow, but like by the time you guys come on the air, you and Mark Malusis tomorrow, right, Mac Jones is once again the betting favorite to be the third overall pick. Would I be shocked if that happened? I wouldn't be shocked at all. Because look, all it ultimately takes, right? And you did a great job talking about this on the show yesterday. Let's just say, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but let's say like Daniel Jeremiah tweets tomorrow from the NFL Network tweets, you know, Kyle Shanahan enamored with Trey Lance. Let's just say like that gets tweeted.
Good one.
Would it shock anyone if Trey Lance all of a sudden vaults all the way up the odds board, right?
Nope.
To potentially be the third overall pick. I mean, these are all things that are very much within the realm of possibility. 2 weeks sounds like a short amount of time, right? And I guess in the grand scheme of things, it is. But when it comes to the NFL draft, especially with how dense the information is packed in that's being released in the days and really like the couple days preceding the NFL draft, we are still like a long way out from this. So when you ask me kind of like, why do I think Justin Fields has moved like this? Right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just being honest here. Look, I can tell you why I think it is, but I'm probably wrong. And why I think it is because I still can't wrap my, I guess, like dinosaur pea-sized brain around the fact that the San Francisco 49ers would actually trade 3 first-round picks to take Mac Jones. Like, I still can't get past that. I may have egg on my face when it's all said and done. A couple nights ago when we first had this discussion, I bet Fields under 3.5 and Jones over 3.5. I could end up being wrong. We'll see. So maybe that's why. I'm sure there's stuff going on that I haven't seen yet. Maybe on social media, this is all happening. Like, this is all very new. I saw a couple like insiders, not like at that level of like the Schefter, the Rappaports, but a couple of people tweeting about Fields and San Francisco interest. So maybe it's artificially propped up by that. I'm going to be honest though. I don't really know. Curious what you think.
Sure. I'll be curious if, when we get Whale and Rob's opinion on this too, because my thought is I saw someone, I'm in a text chat with somebody, and I thought they did a really good job of detailing that when Mel Kiper's mock draft came out, which was yesterday morning, I think, or it might've been 2 days ago, but I think it was yesterday morning, that basically all of the odds in draft prop markets ended up shifting toward what Mel Kiper said would happen in his mock draft, which is not generally this early on, can't really be informed by smart opinion. It's more like the beginning. And then, I mean, there's a reason why they literally call it mock draft 2.0, because there's going to be like a 9.0 in about 2 weeks, which is more informed by
sources and
information.
And by the way, like these mock drafts that you're getting, you being the consumer out there, are not done. Like the people are not sitting there being like, wow, like let's try to make these as accurate. Of course they want it to be accurate. You know why they release 9 of them? Because people devour them.
Because we do them on the show. Right.
And they can sell advertising on it. Yes. So that's why you get 15 of these. Right. And
well, you've been in this chair, right? People have bugged you for earlier in your career. Well, like tell a quick story. Like,
I got a great story. Yeah. Okay. So I used to work for NFL radio for a decade. So like, I actually do like have some like actual legitimate sources in the NFL, but like I used to write for Bleacher Report. I used to be an NFL writer for them back in the day. And I think from like 2012, maybe, or maybe even like 2011, whatever, through like 2015. And I forget what year it was. You can probably Google it and find it. And I can tell you that it was entirely BS. They had me doing mock drafts. Like Nick Costos at the time, who was like, I don't know, what was I, 28 years old, like producer for NFL radio. No, I had people that I talked to, but like, it's not like my sources like 2 weeks before the draft were like, by the way, X team's taking this guy. You know who they saved that for? Adam Schefter. You know who's not getting that stuff? Me. But you know what I did? I wrote a mock draft, and I wrote it with all the confidence of someone that's never been more sure of anything, that this set 32 things, these things were going to happen. Completely BS, completely full of it. And guess what? Like a million people probably clicked on it, and I'm actually not exaggerating.
Right. And you know, for the people listening, like, do you ever remember, I mean, we do this with the bracketologists sometimes, but like, do you remember who got anything right in their mock drafts ever after the fact? Like, we consume the draft ends. At no point is any casual fan being like, well, let me go back to see how Mel did in 6.0 to make sure that he like nailed it. Like, no, it's just, this is all.
It doesn't matter.
Because none of it matters.
It's the content machine, because then we move on to grades.
Right, exactly. Overreaction. This was like, this was the best round. This was the worst. This
talk
was
about
best,
more useless content. Here's, right. How about this? Mock draft from someone who doesn't talk to anyone. Nick Costos, followed by Nick Costos' NFL draft grades for guys when you can't give a grade until they've been in the league for 3 years. Oh, F, right. This guy sucks. Guess who's never watched him for 1 second in college? Me.
You won't believe who Nick gives an A to. It's like, okay, I guess. Yeah. It's, so yeah, just that machine and the idea that a lot of it is not really informed by, you know, I heard this team's going to take X player, because there's probably none of that going on right now, or very little of it going on right now. It's most likely just content for the content mill. And it's more written like, well, here's who I would pick in that situation. And there's a couple mock drafts, one that came out today, that's like, well, I think this team should take this guy. Like, if you're looking at that to make bets, don't like just the, I mean, I don't know what you would gain from it. I have no idea what you would gain from doing that. So like, that can't be a tool to kind of help you. And with the Fields, Mac
Jones,
lesser
bank account would be the answer to that, right?
Well, or just flipping money. Coins, really. Well, it's not even less money, because you could be right and you could be wrong, but none of it would be informed by the mock draft. Like, you could just be right because you ended up picking. I mean, there's only two sides of a lot of these props. Like, you're going to get some of them right. With the Mac Jones Fields thing, because we did a bunch on this yesterday, and what I wanted to do yesterday was just kind of lay out, like, here's all the information that we have. Like, no, it's not a lot of information. it's actually incredibly a small amount, but it just points, here's why Mac Jones is the favorite to be the third overall pick. It's like, this is what we have. Like, this is all we have, and this is what we have. And that's informing this market. If all that changed is that Shanahan went to the Fields Pro Day yesterday, and that's why it shifted, like, we knew he was going to this for several days. Like, was it really that possible to predict?
That can't be it. That can't be what it is, though, right?
Right,
like,
exactly.
I don't think so, right?
Well, if Kuiper's mock is moving numbers on draft props, on positions, then yes, it could actually be that. Like, it really could, honestly, because it's like nothingness. It's just nothing is moving this. It's just all general stupidity that's all floating around, and it's not well-informed, and it's misinformation, and it's whatever. So we really don't know anything. We don't know if it's Fields, and we don't know if it's Mac Jones. And honestly, like, nobody knows, probably. Even if the odds are shifting, it's not like Kyle Shanahan told his neighbor who went and bet $100 at Bookmaker or something that would be the third pick. There's probably not a lot of smart background information driving any of this, to be honest.
I wonder if, like, I were in that position. Like, I guess he's so rich, it doesn't make a difference. But imagine,
right?
Like,
that's the other thing.
Like, you can't even bet that much on it, right? Yes. I mean,
yeah,
yeah.
Like, you'd have to struggle to bet $500. You would have to work really hard to do it.
So you I think you're right. So this is not a question. It's not meant to challenge you here. You think that this move with Fields being now the favorite is based on BS?
All I can tell you is, like, I bet that Kevin Durant would go to the Knicks. The odds in the market shifted as a result of a very small wager. People wrote up that Kevin Durant was going to go to the Knicks because the odds had shifted. And I said, no, that was just me making that bet. So, like, whoever bet Fields, maybe it's somebody way smarter than me, but that's all it takes to make stuff move around.
That was a sweet humble brag, by the way. Ken Barkley.
Well, I would have been better if he went to the Knicks.
Right? Yes, for me as well. We're just getting started here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet. More NFL draft to come. Some Major League Baseball. Carlos Rodon's no hitter, but on the other side, NBA takeaways from last night, including some bet regret from yours truly, coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.